Hi, welcome to the Megillah. Here are the brachot. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mikra Megillah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam She'asa nisim la'avoteinu Bayamim ha'hem bazman hazeh Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam שהחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. Here we go. Once upon a time, in the time of Ahasuerus, now this was the Ahasuerus, whose empire extended all the way from India to Ethiopia. In the third year of his reign, in the capital city of Shushan, he threw a huge party for all his ministers and his chief servants, just to impress them with his fantastic wealth and greatness. This party lasted 7 full days. Everyone had all they could eat and drink from beautiful golden dishes, including some the invaders took from our holy temple. The festivities went on and on and on and on and on. And on the 7th day, when the king was pretty drunk, he called for Queen Vashti to dance before the whole crowd, dressed in only her crown. Now Vashti was no coward, but when she refused, the king's rage boiled over. Vashti was fired as queen and banished from Shushan forever. Not long afterward, when the king sobered up, he wondered what to do for a new queen. His ministers advised him to have a beauty contest, so the most gorgeous woman in the whole empire would be his new queen. And so Mordechai the Jew sent his niece Esther to try out for the job. And Esther was the most beautiful of all. So she became queen of the Persian Empire. Esther was careful and didn't tell anyone that she was a Jew. Her uncle Mordechai would sit outside the palace to keep in touch with Esther. Now, just in case you think that this is the end of the story, hang on, there's a lot to come. One day, Mordechai heard two guards plotting to murder the king. Mordechai reported what he had heard, and the king's life was saved. For this, Nobody thanked him, but his name was written in the king's records. Sometime after all these happenings, the king appointed a new prime minister. His name was Haman. The king's new minister had a very big ego and loved to have a people bow down to him. One day he and his officers passed by Mordechai, who, as usual, was sitting by the palace gate. But Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman. When the officers told him to bow down, Mordechai said, "I am a Jew, and I don't bow to anyone but my God. I serve the Holy One, and this makes me free." Haman was absolutely furious and went to the king and said, "Oh, your highness, beloved and mighty and fantastic and awesome king, I have bad news for you. There is a people scattered throughout your empire that doesn't follow your laws. Now this is terrible, but I can take care of them. If you give me the okay, I'll waste them, and they'll never bother you again. I'll even bring in some more money for your treasury." And the king said, "Sounds fine to me. Gag isn't a hate. Do what you want with these people. Now leave me alone. I've got a date with the queen." And so, all the days of the year were written on pieces of paper and put in a box, and one piece was taken out by Haman. This would be the day that all the Jews would be killed. And so the news went out by express riders to all parts of the empire to kill all the Jews, men, women, and children, rich and poor, young and old, on the 14th day of Adar. Now that's tonight. Also, a special gallows was built to hang the Jew Mordechai, who wouldn't bow down to Haman. Now when the Jews heard this, they thought they were doomed for sure. But Mordechai got a message to Esther. He said, "You have a chance to change the course of history. Go for it. Go talk to the king. This may be the work of the Holy One of Israel. You may have become queen just so you'd have the chance to save your people." Now Esther was terrified, because if she went to the king without being invited, the king might get mad and kill her. But she decided to do it. So Esther dressed in her snappiest, low-cut queen outfit, and she walked into the throne room uninvited. She went up to the king on his throne, and she went down on her knees. And the king was glad to see her. And the king said, "Esther, baby, good to see you. You look great. What can I give you? Ask for anything, you can have it. Up to 50% of the whole kingdom." Queen Esther said, "My king, I'd like you to come to a special little party in my part of the palace, just you and me, dear king. And oh yes, just for fun, please bring Haman." That night, the king had insomnia, so he called for the court records to be read out loud so that he could be bored to sleep. The story was told of how Mordecai reported on the plot against the king. The king said, "Wait a minute. This guy saved my life, and we never did anything for him. Think. Okay, no good ideas. Is anybody else around? And Haman, by coincidence, just happened to be hanging around near the king's chambers in the middle of the night. And so the king called him in and asked, 'What should be done for a man the king has decided to honor?' And Haman, in his typical self-absorbed, narcissistic way of thinking, thought, 'He must mean me.' So he said, 'Such a man should be dressed in the king's robes and sat upon the king's best horse and paraded through the city, led by someone who calls out over and over, 'This is a man the king is delighted to honor.'" So the king said, "Excellent idea. Do it for the Jew Mordecai. You will be the one to lead the horse through the streets. Make it so. So let it be written. So let it be done." And so, the next night, after the end of a very, very, very long day, Haman dragged himself home and told the whole pathetic story to his wife and followers. His wife said, "What? And you want to do a whack job on this guy? Are you out of your mind? Forget about it. This is not a coincidence. This dude is nothing but trouble. His karma will run over your dogma." But at that very moment, the king's guards came banging on the door to take Haman away to that fateful dinner. And so the king and Haman went to Esther's party. The king was in a good mood and said to Esther, "Tell me, dear queen, what do you want now? It shall be my royal command." And Esther cried out, "Save my life! Someone is trying to murder me and all my people. Save me, save me! Oh, please, please, save me!" And the king shouted, "Who? What? Where? Who could do such a terrible thing?" And Esther said, "This one, this evil one, Haman." Now the evil one could see that he had a problem and bowed down to beg for mercy. But he just happened to trip over Esther's gown, pulling it down, and he landed right on top of Esther. And the king said, "What? How dare you try to make whoopee with the queen? Get your hands off the royal assets. Boy, you in a heap of trouble." He gave orders, and guards came with handcuffs and chains and very unfriendly expressions and took away Haman. At that moment, just by coincidence, one of the king's ministers came in and said,
"Excuse me, your majesty. What do you want to do with the gallows out in front of the palace that were built for the Jew Mordecai, the one who saved your life?"
And Esther said, "Wait a minute, he's my uncle." Then the king said, "What? No more, Mr. Nice Guy. Use the gallows to hang Haman." Now the story's not quite over. The king didn't like to change his orders once he'd given them. So the order to kill all the Jews was still in force. But Esther begged and pleaded, and the king gave the order that the Jews could defend themselves so that when their enemies came to attack them, the Jews survived by fighting back. Then the king made Mordecai his prime minister and gave him a very snazzy palace of his own, which incidentally had belonged to Haman. And so almost everybody lived happily ever after. Now, what can we learn from all this? As it is written in the books of the wise ones, coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. And if you come to a fork in the road, you should definitely take it at the end of the day. When we take off the masks we wear for the world, who are we really? We can all be Mordecai. We can all be Esther. Stand up for justice. Don't bow to evil. We serve the Holy One. And this makes us free.
The brachot after the Megillah we can do in trop.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Ha'el harav et riveinu vehadan et dineinu vehanokem et nikmateinu vehamashalem gemul lechol oyevei nafshenu vehanifra lanu mitzareinu.
And now straight melody for the end. Baruch atah Adonai
Ha'el ha'nifra le'amo Yisrael mikol tzareihem Ha'el ha'moshiach.